I'm here in the People's Republic of Stokescroft with Betty, the mother of the guy that kicked this off. Stokescroft's an area of Bristol that has taken a bit of a kicking through the 80s and 90s, and the people here decided they had had enough, and with one simple gesture started a whole set of things in motion that show that people really can take a grip of their own place and put some magic back. Betty, can you tell me about the yellow bins?
Well, my son thought he'd cheer up the place, so the first thing he did was to paint all the council dustbins bright yellow, and then he had a nice fence and he painted a factory on there, and it's belching smoke out, and the smoke were stencils of Father Christmas, which kind of made a statement that we're polluting the atmosphere. And now every month a different artist will come and paint our wall, and it's we have a new one put up with overhead lighting, so it's people can see it at night as they pass by.
sweet. And what about the electricity substation like no other?
Oh, well, that turned it into a gingerbread house with mushrooms and fairies and things like that. And we had a little corner triangle of land opposite, so that was mowed and planted, and we've got some sculptures on there, so yes, we're just hoping to brighten up the area. And the whole thing grew, you know, once we started, everybody started painting their doors bright colours, and, you know, it kind of spread, so, yeah.
And what else is going on? I've just been through the People's Republic of Stokescroft shop and auction. Can you just tell me a bit about that and the stuff that neighbours it?
Well, we've got a selling auction, and anybody can hand us in a painting. We don't have any auditions, and we sell it for them. The pictures are up there for 2 weeks, and it's a Dutch auction. They give us the top price they'd like in their wildest dreams, and the bottom price, and it mustn't go below that. And it goes down, the figure goes down in equal increments every day.
I must say, this is one of the most exciting little trips through a city I've had in years. You must be insanely proud of your son, but there's loads of people involved in this. What do you think it is that's made things happen here?
It's a very lively community, and very creative, and everybody seems to get on well with each other, and they just want to make the whole place, you know, happier and brighter, really.
Is there a website address? I'll find it and I'll tag it onto this. People's Republic of Stokescroft has a very good blog that my friend David Goldblatt, who I've just put up an audio boo from, he's a good route into that. Thanks, Betty. See you.
Bye. Didn't say about the furniture and all the
recycling. Oh, let's do the furniture. We've not stopped yet. Tell me about the furniture.
Well, we get old furniture from tips or skips, or people hand them in, and then the youngsters clean them up and they turn them into works of art. So we're going to have a furniture exhibition soon. It's all into recycling and sustainability, you see.
Yeah, they're very gorgeous. Unfortunately, I'm here on my bike, so I'm going to be more in line for a mug and a postcard, unfortunately.
I can arrange to deliver it. I've got a camper van.
To Cambridge? Okay. I'll come and make a big order. All right, thanks, Betty. Okay. See you. Excellent.